Follow me, follow me. Follow me.
Mother, will you please stop bouncing around like Tinkerbell and tell me what all this is about?
Samantha, come here and sit down. Samantha, your Aunt Clara is in trouble.
What's unusual about that?
I am serious. We all spent the weekend at Lady Montague's castle in Scotland, and my dear, it was positively embarrassing. Your Aunt Clara made one devastating move after another. So Hagatha and Chantra and I decided that she'd reached the point where she should be made earthbound. So we're going to put her on trial.
No!
Or she may have the witch's alternative of turning herself into an inanimate object like a salad bowl or a lamp or a tea kettle or whatever. Something that's useful.
Well, I think this whole thing is unfair, unreasonable, and inhuman. Unwitchly.
Oh, I'm glad you feel that way. It'll make your job a lot easier.
Job?
Your Aunt Clara has chosen you to be her defense attorney.
What?
The court will convene here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Here?
Judge Bean will preside.
Judge Bean.
See you then, darling.
Oh, Mother, please, wait a minute. Who decided that... Oh, come on, now, why here? Why here of all places? Just tell me that. This is most unreasonable.
Samantha, what's going on? It sounded like someone at the back door.
Oh, you must be hearing things.
No, you're not going to tell me you didn't hear that.
I'm not? I guess I'm not. It must be the diaper service.
I better dash.
Mm. You don't want to be late.
I'll see you tonight.
So drive carefully. Be knocking at the cellar door, as if I didn't know.
Hi there, Aunt Clara. Come on.
Do you know that one of your chimneys leads to the furnace?
Give me the brolic. Yes. I'll clean you up, then you'll feel better.
Oh, good. Nice. Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you.
Yes, you look lovely. Now, come on. Sit down. Sit down, make yourself comfortable. You want some coffee?
No, thanks.
All right. Well, what's new?
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, didn't you spend the weekend at Lady Montague's castle?
Oh, yes. I had a lovely time. Lovely. Except for one little incident.
What was that?
Well, I didn't think it was so awful, but the way everyone was carrying on, you'd think it was a disaster.
What happened?
Well, we went hunting, and I shot one of Lady Montague's dogs.
How awful.
Was a disaster.
Lady Montague must have been terribly angry.
No, she was furious. And she said she couldn't believe that anyone's aim could be as poor as that.
Did you apologize?
Oh, certainly not. I told her my aim was perfect, and she should have told me we were hunting for birds.
Poor Aunt Clara.
Well, maybe I should be earthbound.
Well, who said anything about that?
Well, what I want to say is that I...
Clara, Samantha knows about the trial.
Well, she does she? Oh, well, then I won't have to worry about how to bring up the subject.
Don't you worry, Aunt Clara. I'll clear you of the charges.
Thank you. Well, now I think I'll go to the den and rest until the trial.
Clara,
why don't you pop into the den like a witch?
All right. I will.
Well, there certainly wasn't anything wrong with the way she did that, was there?
Wasn't there?
Well, I certainly have my work cut out for me, don't I?
Hello, Larry. I'm here at the office and I... Well, I just happened to get here a little early. That's all. Remember that the next time I ask for a raise. Anyway, I rushed out of the house so fast I forgot to take along the Ganza garage door file. Would you mind stopping at my house and picking it up? It's in the bottom right-hand drawer of my desk. Thanks a lot, Larry.
Now, Aunt Clara, we have to get to work on your defense. What you need is a basic refresher course. Stand up. Huh? First, the basic ABCs. Digital control. See this pencil?
Yeah.
That's good. Now, I want you to levitate it and put it in that drawer. Go ahead. Now, remember, concentrate. Take good aim. Come on. Aim. Oh, keep working, Aunt Clara. I'll be right back.
Move.
Good morning, Sam. Sorry to barge in like this, but Darren asked me to stop by and get some papers from his desk.
Oh, Larry, it's always a pleasure to have you barge in. It's right in the den.
Samantha.
You know my aunt, Larry Tate, Aunt Clara.
Aunt Clara?
Yes,
what are you looking for?
The desk.
The desk?
Yes.
Clara, get rid of it. Larry, I can't tell you how happy I am you came by. There's something very important I've been meaning to ask you.
Sure, what is it?
Well, it's about Tabitha. What college do you feel it would be right for her?
But she's only a year and a half old.
Now, you papers and drawers, you get back in there. Now, you desk, no nonsense. You go back in the den where you belong.
Sam, I really should get the Ganser papers and go.
Oh, but Larry, we haven't even discussed the Eastern College versus the Western College.
Well, I think it's really a matter of individual...
When the saints come marching in...
Aunt Clara, dear, Mr. Tate hasn't got time to listen to your little song. He's very busy, and he needs those papers that are in Darren's desk.
You mean the one that's back in the den?
That's it. Yes, in the den, Larry. Help yourself.
Samantha,
mm-hmm.
If you want to resign as my defense counsel, I understand.
If I were you.
You scared the life out of me.
I take her up on that.
No, Mother. I said I'd defend her, and I meant it.
Well, it's about time. Judge.
Thank you, Judge, so much. Oh, and Dora, dear.
And Chantra.
Poor dear Clara.
Sorry to be late. We were caught in the eye of a hurricane.
Of course, Agatha.
Oh,
he found it.
Yes, Sam, you ought to talk to Darren about straightening up that desk of his.
I will.
Oh, I had one suggestion about a college for Tabitha.
Oh, really? Well, I'm just dying to hear it, Larry, some other time.
That will be all, Macbeth.
Did I hear a car in there?
A car? In the living room?
Sorry. Battle fatigue, I guess.
Yeah.
So long, Sam.
Bye.
I don't believe you know my niece, Samantha. This is His Honor, Judge Bean.
How do you do?
My Honor, ma'am.
You're looking lovely, Samantha.
Thank you, Mother.
Let's get this show on the road. I have a pressing engagement.
Mother.
Oh, now we're going to start before we have tea?
Be quiet. Clara, are you ready?
Now, just a minute. I object.
You can't. The trial hasn't started yet.
But you've made up your minds already. This isn't a trial. It's a witch hunt.
That's very good, my dear. She's very witty, isn't she?
Very.
You don't understand. If we're going to have a trial, let's have a fair one.
Shall we begin, Your Honor?
Very well. Ladies, if you would stand. If you please. Well, don't dawdle. Oh, never mind. Mrs. Cullen, part one is about to convene. All those having business before this court, draw near, and ye shall be heard. Proceed.
The witches Coven versus Aunt Clara.
Well, read the charges.
The Coven charges that the defendant has repeatedly failed in the practice of witchcraft, and that as a result, she must be deprived of all rights, privileges and benefits deriving from membership in the witches' community.
Betty, I asked you to make a copy of all the material in the folder that Mr. Tate picked up at my house. You did? These are my income tax reports. That's what was in the folder. Marvelous. I'll just have to go home and rummage through my desk.
This could concludes the case for the prosecution.
And a very good case, too, after...
Well, the defense may proceed.
And please move it along, dear. You know I'm late.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I could hand down a decision right now.
Now, just a minute.
Well, the case for the prosecution is pretty conclusive.
Well, just what have they proven? That Aunt Clara's made a few mistakes? Well, so what? Nobody's perfect. And I do not agree that just because someone is getting on in years that they have outlived their usefulness. No. Now, if you ban her from our society, which is what you're trying to do, it'll be our loss. Because her kind of warmth and compassion is very hard to find. So, I move for a dismissal on the grounds of love.
Motion denied.
Well, very well. I guess I'll just have to prove that Aunt Clara does have all of her powers. Excuse me, Your Honor. First, ordinary manipulation. Aunt Clara, make it come to you. Now, perhaps we should have Aunt Clara conjure up something. Let's see. Excuse me. Let's see how well you do with Samantha gone. What shall we have her conjure up?
How about something nice and cold? I'm dying of thirst.
All right. That sounds easy enough.
Easy for you.
My key wouldn't open the door.
That's because I double locked it.
But it opens the door even when it's double locked.
Oh, then I must have triple locked it.
Well, do you mind if I come in?
Yes. I mean, I just decided to wax the front hall.
Oh, you mean you want me to come in the back door?
No. The kitchen floor has just been waxed, too.
Honey, Larry picked up the wrong papers. I need the Ganser garage door account.
Oh, well, you go around to the den window. I'll get them for you.
It's in the bottom right-hand drawer of my desk.
Okay. What's that?
Something nice and cold.
Oh, Aunt Clara, please. Wait until I get back. Would you like to try for 2 out of 3?
Well, thank you. Any special kind of drink?
Something tropical would be nice.
Something tropical? Coming up.
Here you are, sweetheart.
Thank you.
What was she trying for?
Something tropical in the way of the drink.
It's closer.
Sam! Sam! These are the wrong papers!
I'll be right back. Darren, what are you doing?
Sam, these are the bills from Glazer's garage.
Oh, I'll get you the right ones.
Never mind, I'll get them myself. Or has the carpet just been waxed? I know why you don't want to let me in there.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Finally figured it out. Ladies' club, right?
Sort of.
Is it the committee for the bazaar?
Oh, I'd certainly call them a bazaar committee.
Baked Alaska? Well, now that I'm back, shall we try one more thing?
You're wasting your time. The overwhelming weight of the evidence is clear.
Yes, but...
Silence. The accused will please rise and face the court. The court has reached a verdict.
Poor dear Clara.
Clara, darling.
They usually cry after the bazaar when they see how much they've lost.
Oh, wouldn't this make you sick? Let's have the decision.
Beginning tomorrow morning at daybreak, you shall be earthbound.
Well, I'll have a lot of company, won't I? Well, I must be going now.
Oh, no, not yet, Aunt Clara. Stay a while.
I'll never get out of here.
Well, no, goodbye. Goodbye, my dears.
Sam, what happened to my desk? It's a mess.
Oh, goodbye, everybody.
Yes, Darren.
I better be going.
Where are you going?
Samantha, there comes a time in a person's life when his health takes precedence over everything. I'm going to lie down.
Clara, you saved my life.
Well, it was pretty good, wasn't it? Well, I just wave my arms and everybody disappears.
So you see, Darren, there wasn't anything else I could do. Well, I had to help Aunt Clara. But as it turned out, she helped herself.
Well, she didn't do me any good. I've got a newsflash for you, Sam. People have been known to crack up under circumstances a lot less weird than seeing polar bears, dog sleds, and palm trees in their living room.
Probably because they're weird prone. Fortunately, you're not. Oh. Excuse me. Clara, why are you using the front door?
Well, I thought after last night I better not stretch my luck.
You don't have anything to worry about. The judge reversed his decision, didn't he?
Well, what choice did he have after that magnificent piece of witchcraft I came up with?
Clara. Just between you and me, we both know it was just a mistake.
Was it?
Wasn't it?
Samantha. Now, if Darren had been witnessing that scene, it would have been very disastrous for you, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Well, then you wouldn't let anything happen like that to someone you love?
No.
So I waved. You saw what happened.
Yes. Yes, Aunt Clara, I certainly did. And long may you wave. Oh, sorry.